Hello.
Hello, my name is Maya. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask for your donation. May I speak with Juan Sanchez?
Speaking.
Hello. Would you prefer this survey in English or Spanish?
Do you know Spanish?
Yes. Sí, sí puedo.
Well, let's try English.
Okay. First of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Correct.
Yes, okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
No, I will vote 100%, yes.
Okay, thank you. What is your race?
Latino.
Thank you. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Peruvian.
Okay, thank you. Let me just note that very quickly. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, or more English than Spanish?
Well, with my children, it's basically English, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, but we do speak Spanish too. So.
Okay, so it will be more English than Spanish then, right?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. In what year you were born?
Long time ago, 1959.
Ah, that's not that long.
I know you went around then.
No, I know, but you're just the same as my dad, so that's not that long.
Oh, look at that. You could be my daughter. Wow.
Thank you. Okay, I like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 will mean it's a very cold, unfavorable feeling, and 100, it will be a very warm, favorable feeling, and 50 will be a neutral. So you can use a number from 0 to 100, and I will read a list of people. Is that okay?
Go ahead.
Okay. How about, will you say your name, for example, to Tammy Murphy, with 100 meaning a very warm?
She gets a good 30.
A 30?
Yes.
Okay. How about Phil Murphy?
The husband, governor, I'm going to say good 60.
A 60? Okay. How about Rob Menendez?
My friend Menendez, I'm going to say he blew it, so he's going to get 50.
A 50. How about Ravi Bala?
Good Hoboken mayor. A 60.
A 60. How about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden gets 80%.
80. How about Stephen Fulop?
Governor, future governor of New Jersey, Fulop, I give him a 70.
A 70, thank you. How about Andy Kim?
Running for a senator seat, Menendez, traitor, I'm going to say 30.
To Andy Kim, it will be a 30.
Yes. Same as Tammy, who's also running for senator.
Okay, thank you. How about Bob Menendez?
I thought I told you, 50.
50.
Oh, you're talking about his son or the senator? Which?
No, Bob Menendez is the father.
Yeah, before you mentioned his name, too.
No, the first one I mentioned is the sun.
The sun? Mm-hmm. Oh, Rob. See, listen, his son is called by Rob Menendez, mm-hmm. and the senator goes by Bob Menendez. So
Bob,
you
yes.
got to be careful with that. So.
Yes. So for Rob, it will be the 50 you told me before, or you wouldn't, you would want to change?
Yeah, I want to raise that a little bit. Rob Menendez, the son, junior, 60, and
okay.
the dad, 50. The,
okay.
Robert Menendez, 50.
Okay.
I know they're in the high, but he's okay.
Okay, thank you. When you hear the name of Rob Menendez, what
the
is
son.
The first
okay.
thing that comes to your mind? Yes, the son.
Ambitious.
Thank you. Let me write that down. Will you say you disapprove or approve of the job of Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
Approved.
A strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I'm going to say somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved, thank you. And if the Democratic primary elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Andy Kim, Tammy Murphy, Bob Menendez, and Patricia Campos Medina, for whom will you vote? You want me to repeat the list?
No, I know. I was reading about Campos Marina. She just got in the race, and she wants to represent diversity, Hispanic, and all that shit. So I'm going to say Campos Marina.
Okay, Patricia Campos Marina. Okay, thank you. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Kyle Jacy, Rob Menendez, and Robbie Bala, for whom will you vote?
Rob Menendez.
Rob, okay. Thank you.
Rob, right.
Mm-hmm.
The son, Rob, right?
Yes, Rob, yes. And okay. In the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
Yeah. I have heard a lot of things the last few months about Rob Menendez. Bob Menendez. Bob Menendez.
Yes, Bob. Okay,
yes.
How closely...
He's in the news. He's in the news.
Okay, for sure. Thank you. How closely will you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Somewhat close, and you know, I just follow the news, you know, so
okay.
If it's in the news, I listen to that, you know. So.
Okay, of course. Please tell me whether you disagree or agree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. I will read some statements about him, okay?
Okay.
Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way.
Agree.
Will you agree? You will say strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly. Okay, thank you. The son should not have to pay for the sins of the father, and people should judge Congressman Rob Menendez based on his record, not on the actions of Senator Bob Menendez. Will you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly, okay, thank you. Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator of Bob Menendez's son. Will you agree or disagree?
I'm going to... Obviously, disagree.
Somewhat or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Strongly, okay, thank you. There is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez was not involved in his father, Senator Bob Menendez's shady and corrupt dealings. Will you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly agree?
Strongly.
Strongly. Thank you. In this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congressman Rob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crime. Will you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Strongly. Thank you. We are in 62% of the survey. Thank you so much for your time. We're almost done. Okay.
38% more to go, so go ahead.
Yes, thank you so much. Okay, now I am going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. So the first statement will be for the critic side of Congressman Rob Menendez. Say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. And I'm going to read the supporter statements of Congressman Rob Menendez. Say he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayors Ross Baraka, Brian Sack, and Chris Bowlich, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families because of his records of accomplishments in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. Thus, the statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement from supporters come closer to your own view?
I disagree with the critics, so okay. I go with the latter statement.
To the supporters?
Yeah, I don't like the critics. The first statement that you read, no good.
Okay.
I'll go with the supporters. Yeah.
Say you will say you were somewhat closer with the supporters or much closer with them?
Somewhat closer. Somewhere in the mixture.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read some more statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and it will be the same dynamic. I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own point of view, even if neither one is exactly right. The first statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say that there's no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. Supporters, then I will read the supporter statement. He says of Congressman Rob Menendez, say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because has done nothing wrong. They also say Congressman Menendez has been incredibly effective and progressive representative of our district. Congressman Menendez is fighting to make New Jersey more affordable for working families, deliver billions in federal funding for local transit projects, help over 1,100 constituents and their families in her first year in office, and has been a leader in standing up to the right-wing extremists to Congress who are pushing for mass deportations, to ban books, to ban abortion, and to bring back Donald Trump. Does the statement for critics or supporters come closer to your own view?
Yeah, I somewhat agree with the supporter statement.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, now I am going to read you some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all likely to support that candidate for Congress. I will start with the first one. A member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he is fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States. Does that information make you more likely, somewhat likely, a little more, or not at all more likely?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely. Thank you. Bob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda, who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power.
Someone more likely.
The only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country. Will you say this statement much more, somewhat, a little more, not at all more likely to support him as Congress?
Someone more likely.
Thank you. The first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for childcare, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. Will you much more, somewhat, a little more, or not at all likely to support him as candidate for Congress?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely, thank you. Hoboken Mayor Robbie Bala has a 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bala believes this moment requires a change that is momentous. He believes that health care is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and that the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet. Will you say? Sorry, go ahead.
No, I want to say, even less than most likely. What's the next?
Much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, and not at all more likely.
A little more likely.
A little more. Okay, thank you. Rob Menendez knows how important our healthcare is. He's fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, makes hospital billing more transparent, makes sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthening women's healthcare.
Give me the first two options.
Much more likely and somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Someone more likely, thank you. Rob Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service, from complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pockets. He's fought to make our neighbors safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our lives, the challenges we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this moment.
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Much more, thank you. After hearing some more information, let me ask you again. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kyle JC, Rob Menendez, and Ravi Bala, for whom will you vote?
So, Menendez.
Rob Menendez? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm going to read you a few more statements about Ravi Bala, candidate for Congress. Please tell me if each statement, if accurate, makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support Ravi Bala for Congress. The first statement says, in a district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, Ravi Bala is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove a Latina from the state assembly.
So, what is the bottom of that list? Not likely, zero?
The not options likely. Are much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less, or not at all less likely.
Yeah, not at all less. Not at all. Yeah.
Not at all. Okay, thank you. Ravi Bala is an unethical lawyer who represented a client accused of dumping 12,000 gallons of undiluted sulfuric acid into Newark sewer system, represents a woman who ran a real estate Ponzi scheme that swindled $10 million from at least 1,000 people, and who represented city officials who were sued from sexual harassment and discrimination. Police officers sued for irresponsibly pepper spraying an innocent bystander who died as a result, and police department that was sued for assaulting a woman in her own home for no reason.
So, zero likely that I'm going to vote for him. So, the last.
Not a less likely?
Yes.
Okay. Ravi Bala has failed and is incompetent as mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Bala takes credit for the work of others, even of a major environmental project started by a different mayor. Would you be much
not
less?
At all
not at all
not
less?
Not at all likely.
Yeah. Okay.
Zero chance.
Okay.
For me. I cannot speak for the other voters.
Okay, no problem. Ravi Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they call, quote, dishonest or deceitful conduct, end quote. In a separate incident, Bala used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Bala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pact to play reform law 3 years in a row.
What you're reading there, he's a crook, not likely. So.
Not a less likely?
No.
Okay. Ravi Bala is too close to the Republican Party. Bala heaped praise on Chris Christie and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Bala's law firm represented New Jersey Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic, and Bala was even business partners with the Republican state chairman.
Not at all likely, no.
Not at all less likely. Thank you.
Not
okay,
at all
now.
Less likely.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now after hearing that information, let me ask you one last time. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kyle JC, Rob Menendez, and Ravi Bala, for whom will you vote?
B, Rob Menendez.
Rob Menendez. Okay. Finally, yes. Finally, I just have a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Thinking in political terms, will you say that you're conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I know. I look out for the needy people. I'm going to say liberal. So.
You will say very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal, yeah.
Liberal, okay, somewhat liberal. Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Wow. No, I own my home, yeah.
Okay, thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Number of years schooling or the degree?
The degree.
I have a Master of Science degree and MBA. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And you a current or are you a current or retired member of a labor union?
No. I'm still working.
Oh, okay. Is any member of your household a current or retired union member?
No.
No. Okay. And finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Juan, yeah, you are.
Juan, thank you. Thank you for your time. And are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we can make contact with you in the future, yes or no?
No, because, I'm busy doing a lot of things, so no.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. We're already done, and thank you. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Bye now.
So thank you. Bye.